Cancer Care Manitoba constipation information if you cannot move your bowels. Constipation is difficulty moving your bowels. Stools are hard and may be painful to pass. There is a feeling that the bowel is not empty. Constipation may be caused by your cancer, or when you eat differently, you are taking medications for pain and nausea, you are less active. Regular bowel movements happen every 1 to 3 days. They should be soft and easy to pass. Even if you are not eating as much as usual, you still need to have a bowel movement. Constipation can increase nausea and vomiting, increase abdominal bloating and pain, decrease your appetite, lead to straining that can cause a rectal tear or hemorrhoids and bleeding. This can increase your risk of infection. Call your nurse or doctor if you have not had a bowel movement within 3 days, abdominal or rectal pain, vomiting. Tips to help you with constipation. Eat high-fiber foods like whole grain breads, cereals, fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds. Drink plenty of fluids. Fluids help to keep the stool soft. Prune juice and warm liquids may be helpful. Try to walk 15 to 30 minutes each day or try other activities such as cycling or swimming. Eat at the same time each day. Try to have a bowel movement at the same time each day. Medications for constipation. Constipation is a common side effect when using some pain and nausea medications. Your nurse or doctor will suggest medication to help prevent or to relieve constipation. These include stool softeners, which make the stool softer and easier to pass. Example, docusate sodium or docusate calcium. Laxatives, which cause the bowels to move. Example, Senecont. These do not include bulk-forming fiber supplements. These are not advised for people on some pain and nausea medications or for those who have poor fluid intake. Example, Metamucil. A laxative should be taken if you do not have a bowel movement 2 days after starting a stool softener. Be sure to follow the package instructions. If you do not understand the instructions or have questions or concerns, please contact your nurse. Production of this publication was made possible through a financial contribution from the Public Health Agency of Canada. The views expressed herein do not necessarily represent the views of the Public Health Agency.